This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Six people are dead and at least 12 others are injured. This after a shooting in downtown Sacramento. One dead, 10 wounded in a shooting at a Dallas concert. One person was killed, two injured during a Virginia Mall shooting. My, oh my, what a horrible weekend for shootings. And then the Ukraine and the very, very sad story about the mass grave found in a town on the outskirts of Kyiv. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney broadcasting from Tampa, Florida. Let's jump into what happened close to home. It is what my mother used to say, who was very smart and wanted to know what was happening, always wanted to be on top of the info of what was going on around the country. At one point in her life, she said to me, I can't watch the first 15 minutes of the Channel 6 News, which was the Philadelphia newscast anymore, because I'm tired of hearing about people killing each other. Well, six people died, and 12 others, like I said, were injured. This was a terrible shooting in downtown Sacramento, and maybe it's my naivete, perhaps, and because I lived in California, when I think of Sacramento, and I don't think of a lot of violence, but Sacramento police are asking the public to help find whoever opened fire Sunday morning, killing people and leaving the city is what they say is a broken heart. There were other people besides the 12 that were wounded at the scene near a very popular street that normally doesn't see this kind of thing, 10th and K Streets in Sacramento. They responded, police, to the sounds of shots fired. It was early in the morning, around 2 a.m. They found a large group that was gathered. They found the gunshot victims. They tried life-saving measures. They got the different victims with varying degrees of injuries to hospitals, etc., and they're trying to determine, still even a day after, as to what happened. The California governor, Gavin Newsom, said, what we do know at this point is that another mass casualty shooting has occurred, leaving families with lost loved ones, multiple people injured, and the community in grief. And I would agree with that, that this is a crazy crisis, and the carnage has to, it does, it just has to stop. It is asinine, brother shooting brother, gangs on top of gangs. I mean, the pandemic, has it released something in some people, or is this just what happens? And are we now hearing more about things that are happening in different cities? One person died, 10 were wounded in the shooting at a Dallas concert. And here's what happened at the concert. As many of you know, I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Of course, I am in Tampa, like I said, in Florida, but somebody texted me something the other night about this. What happened was police responded at about 11:30, and when they got there, there was multiple victims. There was three young juveniles who were shot while going to this concert, and then there was a deceased person who was a 26-year-old who was found lying near the stage. There were ambulances that, of course, immediately, as soon as they were called, raced to the scene. And now they're saying the same thing that they're saying in Sacramento. They don't know what happened at this concert, and they want to know who opened fire. So this seems to be the burning question when this happens, unless somebody's got it where they've recorded it, or they know who it is, or it's something personal, and so it's somebody going after somebody, and it's just like the mall shooting. I say this so many times on this show. You should be able to go to church, you should be able to go to school, you should be able to go shopping, you should be able to go to a concert, you should be able to be in your home and not be afraid, right? Again, naive. One person killed, two others injured. This was the mall shooting scenario. And what I understand happened at this mall, and it was in Norfolk, Virginia, it was around 6 o'clock. There was a 33-year-old man found dead outside the mall from a gunshot wound. There was a man and a woman who were taken to a local hospital with injuries that weren't life-threatening, but they were also hurt. So once again, they're looking for a suspect. They're looking for a person of interest. They're trying to determine if it's somebody knew somebody, and they're saying no, that it's not connected. So they have a crime line set up. We know that this is common, like Crime Stoppers, and they're offering like $1,000 for any kind of information. So sadly, this is what's happening in our country over the weekend. So now we turn to the story of what's going on in the Ukraine. And I said it right at the top. The thing I think that is the biggest story of the moment, I mean, as this war continues to go on, it doesn't seem like there's any end in sight. I mean, is Putin going to plan an endless war? Who knows? That's a big question that none of us can answer. So at least a dozen bodies plus piled up in a grave on the grounds of a church in Bucha, which the town's mayor says up to 300 people could be buried there. So the Ukraine is accusing Russia of war crimes, and they're adding this to the pile of what they say is the atrocities that are being committed. And this is a town that's northwest of the capital. They were found piled up, and then there were supposedly bodies as well from witnesses that were all around the street. And this was following the withdrawal of Russian forces. So, of course, there's international outrage. Of course, the West, including the United States, is calling for war crime investigations. And now there's more conversation about will more sanctions help strangle Putin and lead to an end to all of this or not? And here's the question. You know, so many people luckily evacuated. They went to Poland and some other areas. They were able to get out of the Ukraine. And when I say people, that was a lot of women and children. We could have be seeing even a worse scenario. I think anybody dead is too many, but imagine if you had seen, you know, we have these dozens of bodies in body bags piled inside a grave, some partially covered, and then there were more bodies on the street, and they belonged to just people that were killed in the fighting around that suburb. And the mayor said that there could be more victims, like I said, that are buried there. Imagine if you had more children, if you had more women, which you do see some of that, but imagine even how worse that this could be. And it's just, it's frightening to hear about the horror in that town. It is. So Zelensky is saying that the Russian attack is genocide, and he's making pleas again to the world to help, help, help. And he mostly wants weapons because he's not going to get boots on the ground from other countries. At least I don't foresee that. It doesn't seem that's anything that's going to happen in the near future at all in this raging war with Russia. The interesting thing is that Russia still hasn't been able to break Kyiv, hasn't been able to get in to the capital city and take it over at all. But they have been able to get to some of the people, and the scene inside this suburb really illustrates probably in these neighborhoods what once was, which was people had freedom and they were living a normal life, has now turned into this horrific situation. And when you hear the word mass graves and dead bodies, civilians, of course, that's the first thing you think is, you know, Putin is a butcher. That's what he is. And does he continue to do this? And how ultimately does this end? And we don't know the answer to that question, do we? Not at all. All right, coming up next, remember, you can always send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, or head of the mailbag.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
This is something that comes up in my family all the time. Ask yourself this question. Are you a recycler or wish cycler? I love that term. So we have Jeremy Walters on with us. He's a sustainability expert, Republic Services. He's a sustainability ambassador. I love that title. So, Jeremy, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Let's talk about what... And I use that word, wish cycler. So who is a wish cycler? What does that mean?
I think there's a lot more wish cyclers out there than people realize. And if you are ever standing over your recycling bin, holding something in your hand, and internally asking yourself, should I put this in the recycling bin? Should I not? And then you ultimately toss it in the recycling bin thinking, hey, you know what? Republic Services will figure it out. They're the experts. You, my friend, are a wish cycler. So we got to get educated.
That's me. I'm going to confess. That is me. I do that all the time. All right, so you have to educate me. Educate us, please. So what are some of the good do's and don'ts that we have to know?
So let's keep it really simple and real high level, and we'll do three tips. And number one is know what to throw. So keep it to the cardboard, the paper, metal cans, plastic bottles and jugs. And that's it. If it's not part of one of those broader categories, it certainly doesn't belong in the recycling bin. The last two items that I listed bring us to tip number two, metal cans, plastic bottles and jugs. they're designed to hold food or liquid, right? We do have to rinse them out. It is very important. We practice what we call empty, clean, dry. So take that soup can, squirt a little bit of water in there, swirl it around, and then tap it dry before you toss it in the recycling bin. It's very important that you do that because if, you know, that tomato soup spills out on paper or cardboard, unfortunately, we have to throw the paper or cardboard away. Yes, when we don't want to do that. So tip number three, very important, certainly last but not least, is keep it loose. When you actually collect all your recyclables, you prepare them properly, and you get ready to go toss them in the bin, don't bag them. If you bag them in a big plastic trash bag, we sort through one thing at a time. So that not only hinders us from being able to sort through it, that plastic bag has the potential to wrap and tangle around the sorting equipment, causing inefficiencies or ultimately jams.
Wow, I didn't even know that. So no plastic bag. I mean, it's like it's a lot of places have those big containers that look like oversized trash bins. So that would be the example of it gets dumped, but don't have a bunch of plastic bags in there.
Yeah, don't bag the recyclables and don't even take grocery bags themselves and place them in the recycling bin. There's a lot of retailers, a lot of grocery stores nowadays have the little drop-off point at the front of the store where you can actually take your grocery bags, put them back in there. That's considered source-separated material. It's not mixed with bottles and cans and paper, so it doesn't go through a traditional recycling process. But the flexible plastics, we call them, you know, flexible plastics is the grocery bags, the bubble wrap, if you shop on Amazon, all the padding material that comes inside your box, those flexible, malleable bags and wrappers have no place in your curbside recycling bin.
Yeah, wow, that makes sense. Now it makes sense to me. What are the common items that you see that pop up that shouldn't be in the recycling bin? And the tips you told us what we should do, but what do we see that people keep doing over and over again?
We see that folks throw a lot of material in there that could have been suitable for reuse. And the key word right there is reuse. It is very different than recycling. They're both very important when it comes to sustainability. But if you throw in old clothes, shoes, toys, electronics, things that were still usable, maybe you outgrew them, if they're still usable, you've got to keep them out of the waste stream. We don't take those things out and bring them to a Goodwill or Salvation Army. You know, you have to actually donate those yourself. Keeping things out of the waste stream is the most sustainable thing that you can do, but you'd be surprised how many of those things that we see. You know, we get interesting items like bowling balls and car parts, and then even on the grocery side, we see baby diapers.
Oh, yeah, don't do that, boy. All right, so pay attention to that. Yeah, pay attention to that. I read a little bit about your background. I have to ask you this. So you're from Southern California, and you got a bachelor's degree in environmental studies with a minor in solar and renewable energy. So this is your gift. You get it. Did you think that we would be in this place where we are now, or did you think we'd be further along when it comes to recycling and also even solar? I'll throw that out there.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's some growth that we can do when we talk about sustainability as a whole. I think that, you know, surprisingly, you know, it's taken a little time to catch on, but I'm hopeful, and I see that more people are interested in it. More people want to do the right thing. Recycling is becoming a very interesting topic to folks, and, you know, over at our company, we actually try to invite people to come tour the recycling center so they can see the process firsthand. So I think sustainability as a whole is becoming more of a household topic, which is a great thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. All right, so people can go to recyclingsimplified.com for more info, right?
Yes, they can. It's an awesome website, and they have the fundamental recycling tips as well as the accessible stream that you can do no matter where you live in the country.
Love it. Jeremy Walter, Sustainability Ambassador, Republic Services, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Wow, so it's really true. Manshore and I always have this argument. He's a guy that likes to recycle. And when he first met me, because I had read some confusing things about it, I was just not good at it. Like, I would recycle, but I think what Jeremy told us, I certainly didn't do some of the grosser things, but I didn't get besides what was obvious, what to recycle. Now it's a whole different thing, especially when he talks about, you know, what you have to do with it. In other words, the example I thought was so key, if you're listening to me anywhere, is when you have those soup cans and you don't rinse it out or whatever it is, beans, whatever you have, and then it spills out on the cardboard boy, you're just wasting that whole effort. So you got to remember to do that. It's just that one little extra step, and then it'll get recycled. And you know, it's not about clothing and tools. He talked about that. That's something that you can reuse. Somebody could use it, so you donate it. But I think people occasionally get confused. I don't think it's on purpose, but they think, oh, yeah, clothes, material, and that's definitely, definitely not it. So their website, I mentioned it, the Recycling Simplified, and there are great, he was right about that, there are great resources on the website talking about the empty, clean, dry, which I just mentioned about the food and the liquid. Also, what he also mentioned, knowing what to throw, cardboard, paper, metal cans, plastic, bottles, jugs, that kind of stuff. And then, you know, some other little basic tips on what you can do and how you can just get better at becoming a person who recycles. And listen, I think some amazing things are happening with recycling. There's even a shoe company. They make these incredible shoes. They're called Rothy, and they make them out of recycled plastic, you know, like the bottles and stuff. And they look like high-end women's flat shoes. It's crazy. So people are also pretty creative with some of what ultimately is recycled. And they also talk about pre-cycling. So pre-cycling is about reducing your impact on what goes into the waste stream by purchasing and using things that are unpackaged, reusable, or recycled. I'm noticing in my grocery store, of course, you know, whether you're picking them up outside, that's a little bit of a different story now these days. But when you're inside the market, what I've noticed in my neighborhood, it doesn't matter if someone's on the older end or the younger end. I'm seeing that a lot of people are bringing their own bottle, their own bag, so bottled water, that kind of stuff. A lot of people are doing that. And then also bringing their own bag, their own grocery bags, instead of dealing with what he talked about, the whole plastic bag things. And it's interesting because it's really, I think at first when people were doing use the bag, and again, in my neighborhood, I wasn't really seeing that very much. Now I'm seeing that a lot more. So, yay, and that's a certain impact right there, because unfortunately what happens with those plastic bags can be so deadly, period, for our world. I remember being in Hawaii, beautiful Hawaii, one of those lucky trips I went on, and they were talking to me about what was happening with a lot of the marine life with bags. And I had the chance to scuba dive, and I saw it for myself, and it was scary to me because I thought, boy, that's awful. Now I totally really get this. Then how stupid. You have a plastic bag, and someone tosses it into the water or whatever, and where's that going? That's destroying whatever the marine life is. So I loved having him on because this is a debate, like I said, that we have in my own home about what do you recycle, what don't you recycle. So pay attention. I think it's good stuff. And you can go to recyclingsimplified.com. Stay with us.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg says words cannot express his shock and sadness after 6 people were killed and at least 10 more were wounded in the city's downtown entertainment district early Sunday morning. Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert says the shooter or shooters will face swift consequences if police can track them down.
If and when an arrest occurs, we're going to do everything we can to fully hold these individuals accountable and prosecute them fully.
Police saying a fight led to the murders. The International Criminal Court will look into possible Russian war crimes in Ukraine. That's according to NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Stoltenberg saying he strongly welcomes the investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News. With the midterm elections just months away, Republicans are eyeing the chance of possibly retaking control of Congress. This comes as Americans are dealing with inflation hitting a 40-year high and a spike in gas prices. Speaking on ABC's This Week, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain positively cites the March jobs report as a sign the economy is moving in the right direction.
And the unemployment rate down to 3.6%. There's only been 3 months in 50 years where it's been that low. Record job creation. We're bringing the deficit down.
Gas prices continuing to go down slowly. AAA saying the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $4.20 a gallon. That's down from last week's average of $4.24. Tiger Woods says it will be a game-time decision whether he will play at the Masters. Woods suffering a serious leg injury last year and has not competed since the accident. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Once again, a full mailbag as I am here in Florida. It's great to get all these emails. I said it before heading into the mailroom, but you can always send me anything you want to send me, 24/7, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. This one is from Jake, who frequently emails us. I think he was the first person to email the show, seriously, since I started doing it 15 years ago. Can you believe it's been 15 years? So Jake says, yo, Kate, as you know, I'm here in Austin, and we have scary things that happen in Austin. Of course, it's life, but I think what happened in Sacramento was just terrible. I guess I was watching something. I think I was watching one of the games. I was watching one of the ball games, and I was flipping around, and then I stopped on that for a second, and I saw that headline about the people that were dead and the others that were injured, and you know what happened in Sacramento, and they were looking for any information. It seems like that becomes the rallying cry. Like, we're looking for more information. You got to think that with that many people, it had to be personal. It had to be maybe gang related, or if it wasn't gang related, it had to be perhaps something where it was a dispute and it involved maybe just 2 people, and then it ended up involving others because they happened to be there at the wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, who knows? But this usually is the kind of thing that we hear about in my former hometown or city, which is Chicago. I grew up in Chicago, as you know, before I went to school in Austin and decided I was going to stay. Love Austin. And like I said, we have our problems in Austin, and certainly in Chicago, where so many of my family still live, there are shootings constantly, and not just on the south side, But I think it's so rare to hear about, when you think of California, you think of Los Angeles, you think of maybe even San Francisco, but not so much Sacramento. Yeah, you kind of gave me my intro, because when I was looking at the mailbag, that, you don't usually hear that. But of course, again, that can happen anywhere, and we don't know many details because the police don't know many details. They're trying to unravel the whole thing. So, yeah, absolutely. It's depressing to hear that, right? And especially because of the ages of the people involved. Young people, once again, boom, gone, that's it. And all those families grieving all those people that were killed. All right, we move to something completely different. This is from Patricia, who says, Kate, I know you talk about the lottery. You talk about sometimes winning the lottery, and when the lottery is high, you give out the numbers on the show. I always keep up now because of you, just on the funny stories about it or the interesting stories, and you might not have seen this, but I guess there was a woman in Virginia who didn't know she had won the lottery, and she threw her ticket away, but she ended up finding it, digging through garbage, which was a good thing because she ended up winning some decent amount of money. I don't know how much it was, but she could at least find her ticket. How would you feel if you figured you had the numbers and then you lost the ticket? I think you know how it'd feel. I would be furious with myself if that happened. But I'm so terrible with remembering it. Like, I would have probably four or five different lines of numbers, and I don't know that I would even remember them, because usually I would be a quick pick person. So if you have the same numbers, then that's probably what happened with her. So that's why she knew it. And because you sent me that, I looked up the story. And it was this woman who she was from Buckingham County, Virginia. And I guess she won $110,000. And she did, I think, have the same numbers, that she just played an easy ticket every week. She wasn't buying a lot of lottery tickets. And she realized she had won, but couldn't find it, and then just dug through the garbage, and she had a really stained up ticket. It had like coffee grinds and stains, and it was in pretty bad shape, but the barcode was still on it, I guess, and they were able to verify that when she had gotten the ticket, and that she had all of the winning numbers in the lottery, and so she got the top prize. It wasn't like a Powerball or Mega Millions. It was a Cash 5 Easy Match, which is like one of those rolling jackpot lottery games. But, you know, the odds of matching all five numbers to win are like crazy. It's like 1 in 750,000 or something like that. Which, of course, it's worse or bigger when you talk about one of the bigger lotteries that are nationwide. But still good for her. So she didn't play very much, like a buck once in a while, but she had the same numbers. So that's how she would know, right? Because they announced the numbers, and it's like, oh, wait, I know I got a lottery ticket. Ooh, yikes. Yeah, crazy. All right, let's go to this one. This one is from Denny. Hi, Kate Delaney. I don't know if you know this or not, because I know you do the cheap movie reviews. But did you realize, with all these remakes that are happening, or kind of where are they now, I guess, movies, that Top Gun is finally coming out? I can remember you, because I listen to the show a lot when I can. I can remember you talking about some of your all-time favorite movies, and I want to say this was somewhere on one of your top lists or something, because I know you were playing the Kenny Loggins song for Top Gun, one of the main songs from that, and I guess now it's the return of Maverick. So do you think this movie will be any good? I have no idea. I picked yours out of the pile of emails because I was just at the movies and I saw The Lost City, where you had Sandra Bullock as the main star of that. Brad Pitt was in it, and I can't think of his name, Chad Tatum. I can't think of his name. I want to say that's his name, but anyway, we saw that, and there was a bazillion trailers, and that's you probably went to the movies too, or you saw it on the tube. But yeah, they're playing the trailer for it now, so it is the sequel, and I don't even know what they're calling it, like Maverick or something. And he comes back to teach new pilots, And I think it comes out because May, the end of May, when we get into the holiday, that long weekend, is always big for theaters. I mean, and theaters are going through such a weird transition right now, but I still would think it would be pretty big. But anyway, so, of course, I did like Top Gun. It seems like it was a long time ago, Top Gun. But it was on my list of probably top 20 movies. I can't remember where I put it now. But, yes, I have talked about that movie before when I do cheap movie reviews or we do, you know, best scenes from whatever, military, or we've talked about best scenes, fighting scenes and whatnot. So I think that's probably where you heard that. So, yeah, I'll go and see it, and then I will do a review. How's that? Because I couldn't tell from the clip that I saw. It's hard to base it on that, especially when you liked the first one, but it was so, so long ago, right? I mean, yeah, crazy. All right, speaking of Hollywood and weirdness and whatever, the thing, which I'm very surprised, because that isn't the normal fare for this audience, especially because I get so much email. But I get it, because so many people were talking about the Will Smith slap, and we talked about it a little bit. But I got this one from Eileen, who asks, what is the latest on, you know, what's happening with Will Smith and what's going on with the Academy? It's so odd that some people feel like, hey, he was defending his woman, so he got emotional, and other people are like, oh, thumbs down, you just can't do that. And, that slap certainly has been something that's been talked about, you know, probably ad nauseum. I think that by now we should be dropping that after a week and however long it's been. Well, it's been exactly a week. And the latest that I know is that he resigned from the Academy ahead of the decision on what the future will be for him after he slapped Chris Rock. And I think that was probably smart. I don't know if he went over that game plan with somebody, I'm assuming, because he has handlers. Because what are they going to do? I mean, look, they're meeting. The Board of Governors, is they say, they call it disciplinary proceedings against Will Smith for slapping Chris Rock. So they have to do something, I would think. He left the organization voluntarily, so it means he cannot vote on any Oscars in the future, because that's what happens. Actors, directors, producers, they all have votes on the awards, and he loses the vote. He doesn't lose his Oscar, and I wonder, because he would normally come back and he would present for the Best Actress Award. That's the tradition of the Academy Awards, from what I understand. So because of what happened, will he not, because he won the Best Actor for King Richard, for portraying Richard Williams in that biopic, will he not be back doing that next time around, next year, for the Academy Awards? I mean, who knows? It's so interesting to me how much conversation, I of course there's going to be conversation about it, but just how much conversation when there's so much happening here with gas and food prices. It's not that people, and I'm not nailing you for that, it's not that people aren't talking about that too, but it's interesting that I knew this story would have more than a couple of what we call life cycles, I guess, but it really has surprised me how much it has. I mean, it really has. All right, and then a bunch of you emailed me about what did I think about Coach K getting knocked out by UNC, and that could have meant he would have made history in his last season as the coach of Duke if he had gotten to go to the championship game. Well, I think UNC, in a very tight game at the tail end of it, they pulled it out. So they should be there, and he does leave an incredible legacy. And so now it's Kansas and UNC. One of those two teams is going to be cutting down the nets for the final nets for the championship. And I like UNC to win this on Monday. We'll see. All right, that's it for the mailbag. Remember, you can always email me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
In the best spot you could possibly be in right now. We're taking you to Lisbon, and I'm going to tell you why in a second. Peter Greenberg joins us. He's the host of CBS's The Travel Detective and CBS's radio show, Eye on Travel. And, of course, we know he is the travel guru. I have been watching and listening to him for a very, very long time. Peter, thanks so much for coming on.
Happy to be with you.
So you're in Lisbon, and you're there for the maiden voyage of the Silver Dawn, and it's supposed to be this massively incredible cruise ship. So tell us about that, and what's it like being there in Portugal for this?
Well, it's always great to be in Portugal, one of my favorite countries. I've been coming since, like, 1980. But in this particular situation, I'm on the Silver Dawn because tomorrow it takes its maiden voyage. It's a brand new free cruise ship from Silver Sea. It's its 10th ship in the fleet. It's one of 24 ships that was actually built during the pandemic, which means they were able to innovate all the design applications while it was still in the shipyard, which is a pretty good thing in the midst of the pandemic. It's not one of the big, you know, humongous ships. It's only about 298 suites. I use the word suites because each one comes with a butler. You see where we're going here. It is a luxury cruise ship. And it's also got, I have to warn you, 8 separate restaurants on board. It's got a state-of-the-art spa. In terms of true luxury, it's doing the right thing. But it's also addressing a post-COVID world, if you will, in which passenger demand and expectations have changed in the wake of the pandemic. You know, a lot of cruise ships will go to a destination, they'll get in like at 8 in the morning and leave at 5 in the afternoon. That's not the experience here. They've got an amazing food experience on board, an interactive one for the guests. And then you're going to see a lot more overnights where the ships and many of the fleets will spend one or two nights in a destination, which will allow their guests to have a much more immersive cultural experience. And that's something I think a lot of cruise ship passengers have wanted for a long time.
Yeah, Peter, you've been doing this for a long time, and you've certainly watched the trends, and you just gave us a great forecast of what to expect ahead in this incredible ship. Is cruising going to be back bigger than ever?
It very well could be. They won't reach 2019 levels this year, but they're definitely hitting it next year. And I'll give you an example of what just happened earlier this week. Another cruise line put up for sale their 2024 World Cruise. Not their 2023 World Cruise. That already sold out. Their 2024 World Cruise, one of the most expensive ticket items you can get, 180-day itinerary, where the minimum ticket price for a cabin person is $47,000. It goes all the way up to $190,000 per person per cabin. Get ready for this. The entire cruise sold out in 30 minutes.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, anyone listening to this, basically you better jump on it if you want to cruise.
Yes, and they're not discounting because they don't have to. The demand is that strong. What they are doing, which is nice, is value added. Many cruise lines are throwing in Wi-Fi and cocktails and laundry and shore excursions as opposed to discounting their prices or raising them. They're looking for value instead of rate. I think it's the right approach. But for the moment, it's still a buyer's market. I'll give you another reason why. I mentioned I'm in Lisbon. In America right now, domestic ticket prices on airlines are through the roof. They're soaring exponentially, whereas the airline rates in this part of the world have flatlined. New York to Dublin at $599 round trip, or the U.S. to Portugal, where I am now, for $699 round trip. The airfare from L.A. to San Francisco right now is almost $400. So do the math. The buyer's market won't last that long because of strong summer demand. But we're right now, you know, into April. Do it now while you can, while it's still a buyer's market.
Yeah. Well, what a delight to speak with you, Peter Greenberg. Thank you so much. And for more information, people can go to www.silversea.com. Thanks, Pete.
You got it.
Awesome to get a chance to talk to Peter Greenberg. Wow, I've always thought he's had such a great job. And if I were getting to do something again, what a great gig it would be to travel, to talk about the places to travel. I mean, where has this guy not been? All right, we're going to travel to the world of sports for kind of like a mini man cave here at the tail end of the show. Starting off with all of the horrific shootings and what's going on in the Ukraine, let's kind of lighten this up, so to speak. The stage is set for the final two for the championship game in NCAA basketball, and it's not going to be Coach K. What's so interesting is how close he came. Oh my gosh. The Duke Blue Devils were almost there, but almost doesn't count, right? So they were beaten. North Carolina was better in the end. The final 80 seconds was incredible, and it just, unfortunately, it was incredible for UNC. They beat Duke 81-77. So his coaching career, maybe one of the best in this college basketball, is over. But he had such a chance for that championship trophy. And who knows? Because who knows if they'll get by Kansas or not. But 42 years at Duke, 5 national championships. 5 national championships. and he didn't want to call it a goodbye tour, right? Because he didn't want it to be about him. He always wants it to be about his players. But there you are, and this story is so much about him. And look, Duke and North Carolina, in the time that Coach K has been there, they've competed in 100 games in really one of the best sports rivalries, I think, but certainly in college basketball, one of the best rivalries of all time. So Duke looked like they were going to deliver, but North Carolina players just had it at the end, and that was it. So farewell to Coach K at 75. He's won a lot. He lost a bunch. He produced some incredible players, and he has just a list of incredible players that have left his career and gone to the NBA. And there have been moments in March Madness where Duke was just simply too good and so, so dominant. So hats off to him for just an incredible career. All right, speaking of retiring, Frank Gore, I had him on my NBC show maybe two or three times over the years and on another show. He played 16 seasons in the NFL, 10 of them with San Francisco. He's going to sign a one-day contract, and he's going to retire from the sport. He's the third all-time leading rusher to retire as a member of the 49ers. And you forget about that. You think of the all-time greats that they've had, the San Francisco 49ers. So he's right up there. I mean, he played 10 seasons, like I said, with San Francisco from 2005 to 2014. He also played for the Colts, the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets. He wasn't signed last season. So at 38, he's done. And what a, again, hats off to Frank Gore, just like I said with Coach K. An incredible career, and I'm glad that I had a chance to have a couple of moments with him in various interviews, because he was very gracious about that. How about Tiger Woods? Tiger Woods heading to Augusta. Well, he's in Augusta, and he's decided he's heading to the Masters. He's a five-time Masters champion, 15-time major champion winner. And he tweeted out on Sunday that, yep, I'm going to Augusta. He is going to prepare and practice ahead of Thursday's start of the 86th Masters. He says it's going to be a game-time decision on whether he's going to compete or not. He's expected, you know, to show up and practice and make his decision on what it is he's, you know, what he's going to do. And people are attracted to Tiger Woods. I mean, it was 2019 when he won his fifth green jacket. So this is a very, very big deal if he decides that he is going to play. All right, with that, thanks so much for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, you can always email me, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Make it count, everyone. Well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.